Hello there again. I am Rafael Di Furia, back at it again for another Friday night for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. This week we are going to talk about some of the newest updates for the Green Pass here in Italy. Of course, I'm sure that I don't have to say this, but just in case for the individuals who may not be already aware, I'm not a doctor, nor am I affiliated with any governmental agency from any nation, and I am just a dude with a mic, a camera, and a whole lot to say. Of course, in these updates, if you do see me looking off, if you are watching this on YouTube rather than listening as an audio-only podcast, I will be looking over at my notes because there is a lot to go over here. And the first thing that I did want to go over was because there seems to be a lot of confusion about what the Green Pass is and who it's for. Basically, it can theoretically be for anybody in the nation, but let's just quickly go over what I mentioned in my previous video, which I did get a lot of direct messages about after the fact. This Green Pass health certificate proves that the bear has either been vaccinated with at least one dose of the vaccine, or has recovered from COVID-19 in the last 6 months, or has tested negative in the past 24 hours. But just before we get into the update and talk about some of the newest rules, I wanted to quickly talk about some of the topics that I brought up in my last update about the Green Pass that I had some concerns about. And one of them was that I was wondering if there were going to be protests that started up here in Italy. And between the time that I recorded the video and the time that it went live and uploaded online, there were quite a few protests that came around that we saw here in Italy. And since then, we've actually continued to see quite a few protests in the nation. In some of the major cities, as well as some of the smaller cities, including the city where I live, had a very small little demonstration, but still, there was a presence nonetheless of individuals who are unhappy with this idea of the Green Pass. But from places like Milan, you can find videos of the main piazza almost completely full. It was quite interesting to see so many people all in the same place, especially during this time and also marching throughout the city, that were not happy with this current situation, as well as with the plan to move forward with the Green Pass. And one thing that also that we've seen that I found interesting, especially in comparison to the protests in Paris and parts of France, is that there hasn't seemed to be any or many at all clashes with the police. I know I haven't seen videos of clashes with the police here in Italy, but I have seen plenty from the protests in Paris. But the thing is, these protests are not being covered very widely, and so maybe there is more information out there that just hasn't been shown, or maybe there is nothing else out there. But it does seem that Italians are maybe more accepting and compliant and happy to move forward with the Green Pass. But while the Green Pass restrictions introduce many new guidelines and even potential fines, here in Italy, this newest decree law, the rules go even not even as far as they do in France or Cyprus, and even to the point of requiring it to go to the supermarket. So maybe that's one of the reasons why people aren't as frustrated here in Italy as maybe they are in some other places. Something else that I have heard is a few interviews with a few different officials from France saying about how the rights of those without the Green Pass would be given back once they have complied. And I've got to admit that I do find the phrasing of which to be a little bit interesting. But one other concern that I had mentioned in the last episode about the update of the Green Passes here was about in regards to security, like cybersecurity and so on. And we have already seen in the Lazio region, hackers were able to get into the system, shut it down, and have created some disruptions. So if they did have the ability to take it down, I can't help but wonder what sort of information could be accessed. Because if you can get access to one part, maybe it doesn't mean that you necessarily will have access to the other part. But if you can get into the system, the files would be there. I'm not saying that I claim to know much about hacking, but I do know a thing or two about the basics of how a computer works. And what I can also really say is that I really do truly hope that these were white hat hackers trying to help everybody for the greater good. But since the initial report, I haven't seen much more information about what happened or what's happened since. But anyway, from today, Friday, the 6th of August, what's the green pass going to be required for here in Italy? And later into the video, we'll go into how to get it. But first, I want to talk about what it will be required for. Of course, if you saw my last video on the update about what the green pass is and what it is for, that context will help in this case. But there is now some new additional information, because from then until now, there was a lot of information they discussed. Maybe they would want to add, maybe they might not want to add, and seeing what would happen. And even now, there are still discussions about what will happen next. But anyway, under the new decree law, school and university staff will need the pass, and university students will also need it as well. But what some sources in the media have also said is that the staff that choose not to get the pass for 5 days straight will be suspended, have their pay frozen. And I did see one source say that they could be at risk of worse consequences. However, that last point, I was not able to confirm at this moment in time. Maybe in a future update, we can come back to this topic to see what the situation is. But moving on to healthcare workers, as has been discussed in the past, it now will be obligatory for healthcare workers to be vaccinated. And what is interesting, though, is that there is a group of 300 Italian healthcare workers that have gone to court to try to get the obligation overturned. If that's going to come into effect anytime in the near future, I can't help but wonder if it would be anything that would be decided soon, just because of how often it is in Italy that when something is put into the courts, maybe it'll be decided in 5 years from now, 3 years from now, nothing with really an immediate result. Maybe I could be wrong, but I am curious to see if there are any updates based on this. But for the time being, it seems as though that the majority of workers are okay with this requirement in place. Or if that is an incorrect assumption, then only a small number are actually going out and making a complaint, a formal complaint about this. But like I mentioned in the last update, the pass will be required if you want to go and eat inside a restaurant, but not outside. But an exception to that rule is for hotels and resorts that have restaurants on site. And for guests at those locations, they will not be required to have the green pass. One other thing that I do find a little bit interesting is that it's been recorded, or not recorded, but reported in local papers and a couple national papers about how there are some restaurants who are against this and will not be requiring it for anybody in protest of just not agreeing with the green pass. So I am curious to see what will happen, because theoretically there could be some pretty hefty fines that would come along with that. But then on to travel, a subject that I know is important for many people. The regional transportation seems to be unaffected for the time being. That's like buses, trains, some boats, and so on. However, from September 1st, so just a little bit less than a month from now, people that are going on long distance travel, for example, going through two or more regions, will be required to have the pass. The pass would be obligatory on domestic flights, trains, and some ferry services as well. So if you are living here, or you are just happen to be here and don't have this green pass for whatever reason, then you would only be able to just be in your little area, not too far around from where you're from in your region. So some regions may have more things for you to go travel, do, and see. Whereas in some other regions, maybe you might have less access. So it will depend on where you are and where you're from and where you call home, I would assume. But for individuals who have been in contact with someone who is positive with COVID, they will require a 10-day quarantine if unvaccinated. But if the person is fully vaccinated, then that goes down to 7 days. Museums, exhibitions, historical monuments, and cultural locations, including theaters, movie theaters, and so on, will require the green pass, as well as other indoor events such as fairs, seminars, concerts, theater performances, whatever it may be. And so for those types of indoor events and so on, the green pass will be required. But I've yet to see any restrictions announced for outdoor markets and events. I know outdoor events and like concerts, for example, and fairs, they were talking about that, but I have not seen any definitive information about that at this moment in time. I'm wondering if they're taking a similar approach to the restaurants, where if you're outside at the restaurant, you don't have to have it, but if you're inside, you do have to have it. That is something that may be subject to change, just as everything that I've spoken about so far. This is all constantly moving, as we know here in Italy. This is always evolving. Information is always being put out, and the final answers come out. And so it does get a little bit confusing, even for the average person born and raised here who is a native Italian speaker. But what's also interesting is that in the municipality of Bologna, they have announced that the certification must also be shown in conjunction with an identity document to access museums, municipal libraries, except for when returning books and DVDs, along with cultural events. And the verification will be done with the C19 verification app, which is said to only read data but not record data. It's also reported that the app will be able to read and verify QR codes from other certifications for foreign tourists, but I didn't see clarification if that would be EU tourists or all countries that are allowed to come here to Europe. I would make the assumption maybe it would be for green pass holders from other EU nations, but that's the part that's that I haven't seen the final clarification on. And I have also not seen any clarification for people from other parts of the world to be able to get their certifications and whatever, and their vaccination papers recognized to be able to automatically get the green pass. As far as I'm aware, it seems as though that is something that is still in discussions, and so there probably will still be people in limbo, at least for now. And again, this is just the information that I'm aware of at the time of this recording. But on to the most important part. How do you actually get the green pass? And the pass will be issued after the first dose of the vaccine, 15 days after the administration, or at the end of the vaccination cycle. So basically after the second dose. But the pass for those who will be vaccinated will be valid for 9 months. Or for those with certificate of recovery from COVID, it will be valid for up to 6 months. Or with a negative result of a swab carried out in the previous 48 hours. So it is those chunks of time, depending on which way of getting the pass, that you'll have this validity and not have to be concerned. But if you are in Italy and you are wanting to get the vaccine, you really should speak with your local healthcare provider or pharmacy, as well as in regards to the tests as well. It seems as though some pharmacies are carrying out tests. I've heard about some places that are even doing vaccines a couple days a week. Depends on where you are, depends on the specific pharmacy. So definitely, if this is something that you are interested in and need to take care of, be sure to speak with them directly. That is not information that I would be able to share in this video, unfortunately. But the tests themselves for individuals between 12 and 18 years old has been set by the government at €8 per test. And for all other people, €15. They had originally discussed about the possibility of making them free for everybody, but a government official in Italy said that it was decided against so as not to encourage people to not get inoculated. The idea is to make sure that the population is vaccinated, it seems. So anyway, we've already discussed who is able to get the green pass, but the way that you get it is on the dedicated website from the government, www.dgc.gov.it. www.dgc.gov.it. Or you'll be able to get it from your regional healthcare provider or on the Immuni app, I-M-M-U-N-I app, or the IO app that you can find here in Italy, or you'll otherwise be able to get it from your GP, pediatrician, or in the pharmacy. So for those who are wanting to make sure that they get it, this is some of the ways that you get it. You're also supposed to get it automatically by SMS after the fact so that you don't have to. But if you haven't received it, what they do advise is to go to the government website to be able to get this. Anyway, I'm just going to say flat out, I am burnt out on this subject. I hate talking about it after all this time. It's so frustrating that this is something that we're still dealing with. But I will continue to update on this subject whenever I can. I will continue that. I know it is something that so many of you have found helpful. You've messaged me privately. Some of you have left comments publicly. And I know that it's not just English speakers and people from abroad that are interested in this information, but sometimes even people from Italy do come to watch these videos and listen to the audio only podcast to get the clarifications. So I'm very happy that I'm able to put out this information and help however I can, because I know it is definitely not easy to get through, especially when you're as burnt out on this subject as I am. But in the meantime, I won't be answering any technical questions via private message, email, and so on, or in the comment section. For any of those types of questions, I very much recommend to speak with a healthcare professional. And I suggest, if you do have any questions for me about the most up-to-date information that I have, to be sure that you are subscribed and stay up-to-date with the videos that I put out, because I put out the most information that I have in these videos the following Friday, as soon as I can, but only when there are major updates. If I don't see that there are major updates, then I don't post about them, just the little here and the little there and the little there and the little there, because there are so many updates that we see here in Italy about what might happen, how it could happen, and what may be the case. But it's only every so often that we see, okay, now this is the final decision. And now this is a final decision. That's why I don't put out so much of the extra info, because it just gets confusing and your head starts spinning. And welcome to my world. But I still, like I said, will be putting these out as often as I can. And I do apologize for not answering any further questions about this subject, but I just want to make sure that the videos that I post are the most updated information that I currently have, all in one place, to keep things as concise as possible. And like I was saying, the information here is released at a million miles an hour, so sometimes it can be very difficult to keep up with. So thank you, really a huge thank you, for those of you who come back every time to support this project and to follow what's going on here through what I'm doing. For both the people who are from abroad and the people who are from Italy, thank you all so much for your support. And especially, even furthermore, a huge, huge thank you to the patrons who help make content like this possible on a monthly basis, as well as the one-time donators and people who purchased from the NYAG store, the NYAG gear, the pizza, pasta, and amore, that's it, I'm moving to Italy, shirts, onesies, mugs, posters, and more. Thank you all so very much for your support to allow me to be able to continue with this, truly from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Anyway, of course, as always, this has been another episode on another Friday night of Not Your Average Globetrotter. I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe, stay healthy out there, and I'll see y'all next time. Later.